Okay, we need to also touch on, I've forgotten.
The Shannon Dippy, but that's
for no, there was something else.
Oh.
No, we did it all, did we?
I think we did.
Dr. Naka, Carl at the Crossroads Business, Roxy. Yeah, okay. This is for Patreon now.
Shippy Dippy.
Yashvi, what are you doing? This is what, this was like one of the most fun characters on the show.
Mm.
Footballer turned cop, like school wasn't her thing.
Going out with OnlyFans guy.
Yeah. Playing Parent Trap with your parents at 20 years old? Gross.
It's very sad, isn't it?
Wanting to cancel your staycation?
And where were they going?
They didn't say. I reckon they were going back to that the peninsula retreat. That
they're
going
to take a cheese knife down to a maze and do some role play? I don't know. But anyway, she's just getting too involved and she's trying to stage manage everything.
Yeah, like what are you wearing to your – so Dippy and Puffy – have reconciled.
A little bit.
Yeah, she's staying at the Cannings, which is weird. We never really see her hang out with the Canning crew. Like, not, it's not like the Brannackers where they have movie night and cooking night. And
no, they're not really working on housemaid engagement over there. They would like her to leave.
Yeah, they it's the Cannings and because they've embraced Roxy, but they're like, oh, we're not going to involve Dippy. Why is Dippy here?
Yeah, like they literally have turned – their father into a bird and they have more time with a bird that represents a passed away person than the alive person Dippy that lives there.
Yeah, it's classic share house. There's always like, oh, do we have to invite that person? Can't we just leave them in their room?
We do, yeah. But soon enough, she'll be gone because her and her husband are going to work on it.
It's like a 3-month block and then the marriage is fixed. So they're going to – do you want to have coffee? Becomes, oh, it's like a date. Oh, it was cringe.
Very cringe.
I found it so cringe.
It's just – yeah. So they keep talking about how they don't know how to date anymore. It's like, dude, you both just dated someone else.
Yeah. And literally 3 days ago, Puffy was dating someone.
Yeah. He knew how to date her.
I find this about as sexy as vow renewals. Whenever I used to watch Say Yes to the Dress – and someone would come on and say, we're having a vow renewal. I'm like, go away. Don't waste half an episode on this.
Mm. Oh, unless they have like an interesting story.
Okay, sure.
Like when somebody's like, oh, we got married because, you know, we were getting married at the hospital while my mom was sick.
Oh, and then a tsunami hit and we couldn't have the wedding. Yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah. Go for it. Like, or COVID, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we got married at McDonald's because of COVID.
Yeah. Okay, great. Cool. Yep. But none of this, it's been 40 years, so we're going to do a vow renewal. Unsexy. Nope.
Yeah, I've thought about doing that.
okay, I'll give you a pass because you had your wedding in Vegas.
Yeah, because just because I'm like, I've been to all these weddings now and I didn't get to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Except I love one of my few favorite positive things about pandemic is that it's given weddings more chill vibes.
I've totally normalized my wedding experience. Yeah.
Yep. Normalized, not giving as much of a shit about your wedding. So I've said shit a lot this podcast. I don't love that for me. I'll work on that for next time. By this podcast, I mean the main podcast.
Mm.
Patrons.
Yeah, you better go and listen to it. Yeah. So they go on a date.
And Dippy wore the dress she wore in the affair promo. Did you notice that? You know, the big love triangle promo, like the big – everyone was in silhouette, dark shadows and pierces torn between two women and Dippy was wearing that polka dot dress.
The only thing I remember Dippy wearing in the affair was – the necklace.
And the various other dresses she had to unbutton.
Yeah, she needed button dresses. Boy, she was keen for that.
With the front button.
Yeah.
I have like one dress that has front buttons and now every time I put that on I'm like, I feel inappropriate. I don't feel right.
When you take it off, you know, to breastfeed your child.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think, gosh.
Oh, no. It's in fact, that's why I wear it because it's very convenient for that.
Dippy certainly found it very oh dear.
So Puffy Yashvi didn't like his chambray shirt that he was wearing and she made him change.
Which was much better than the flannel he ended up in.
Yeah, I liked the chambray. Mm. And then she's telling them talking points, like don't mention the war, don't mention Pierce, don't mention Amy, fair points.
Yeah, but don't mention university.
because that'll remind you of the drugs.
Yeah. And what does the girl that can't read a room come in and say?
Hey, guys, I just came from O-Week and uni is so good.
It's the best.
Have you guys tried uni?
Yeah. I tried uni 3 times today.
And then they have this moment where they went, oh, I'm not weird about uni. Are you weird about it? No. Have you been talking to Yashvi? What?
Do you remember when Shane started doing the drugs?
Yeah.
And you mentioned that there was a character that was addicted to raving? It's like that. It's
yeah.
like they're using uni
yeah.
instead of amphetamines.
Yeah. And it's weird though because he's thinking of going back and Dippy's like, I don't know. Mm. I'm proud of your recovery, but can you handle it?
Yeah.
It's like, I won't do the accelerated course, which made me laugh because I remembered that it was the accelerated engineering course that caused him to turn to speed within 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was very quick. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think Shane should do the accelerated course.
Do you think, can you see a future for him on Ramsey Street as an engineer? Because my brother's an engineer and he just sits in an office and uses a computer program.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I most mean, of them do.
Sometimes working from home lately, but.
No, I don't think he'll be that kind of engineer. I'm like, what other types of that? No, I think he'll be an inventor.
Okay.
I think he's going to do the gig economy. Just
an inventioneer.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I know an engineer that works at the patent office who investigates inventions.
Great. Dodgy ones like puffies.
Yeah. I mean, he spends all day with piss engines, I guess. But yeah, I think that's what he's going to do. I mean, maybe doing his engineering course, because when you do engineering, don't you sort of specialize? Like you're a civic engineer, or you're a systems engineer. Because I said to someone the other day, oh, so-and-so, they're a system engineer. And they went, oh, well, what do you mean? Are they building buildings? I'm like, no, they're a system engineer. It's totally different.
It's neighbors. You have to be the one umbrella term for your job.
Yeah. And I guess engineer is just not that fun.
Yeah. So how do we bring sexy back? For Dippy and Puffy.
Well, they can't get drunk. Can they get drunk? Can Shane drink?
I mean, they can, but it's probably not wise.
No, I don't think Shane's allowed to.
I mean, Dippy could get the full salute tea back in the mix.
Ah, yes. I was wondering about the full salute tea because did she stop giving that to Shane when she was sleeping with Piers?
Ooh. Because they had like one night of passion in the middle of the affair.
Yeah, the one that
thought she loved her husband still.
That if there's a baby later on, we won't know who. Yeah. I reckon she's got to get him back on the tees. All she's going to have to do is brew a cup of that. By now, his pee-pee is conditioned to go up as soon as he smells that tea.
Yeah, and don't tell Yashvi, don't investigate if she needs to give them the room.
Yashvi. Yeah. No, Yashvi needs to stop.
We have to go. We've got Citizen and Citizen left on the main pod to do, so we'll go back and do that.
Mm-hmm.